Next item is old business. We have two items of old business this evening, the first one being conditional use. Number 1969, Melvin L. Joseph Construction Company Incorporated.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And this was the subject of a public hearing a few weeks ago, which we deferred for further consideration. I've had an opportunity to ride by the site in several times, and I have, along with our counselor, put together a motion, made copies and circulated for you, and I would like to read that into the record to see if we get a second and it's favorable. So, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1969 for ML Joseph Construction Company Incorporated for the expansion of an existing borrow pit based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. These reasons being, one, this application is for a 7.2-acre expansion of an existing borrow pit. Two, a need exists in the area for dirt, sand, and gravel, and existing borrow pit sources are becoming depleted. The material removed from this site will be used throughout the county for a variety of residential and commercial uses and road construction. Three, the project, with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, will not have an adverse impact on traffic or the neighboring properties or community. Four, as a source of fill dirt available to the entire county, the project is essential and desirable for the general convenience, safety, and welfare of the current and future residents of the county. Five, vegetated buffers will be established along the boundaries of this land and lands of other ownership. Six, the site is adjacent to an existing active borrow pit owned and operated by the applicant. The existing pit predates zoning and is permitted as a legal nonconforming use. The applicant has committed to reclaiming the existing pit area as a part of this conditional use expansion, even though that is not legally required of the applicant for this nonconforming use. Seven, this recommendation for approval is subject, however, to the following conditions and stipulations. And there's quite a few. We almost ran out of letters. Starting with A, no materials shall be brought from off the site for processing, mixing, or similar purposes. B, water or a water truck shall be available to control dust from road traffic when conditions require. C, the only entrance to the pit shall be from Burbage Road. There shall not be any access via Powell Farm Road, and the portion of the site that fronts on Powell Farm Road shall be fenced or gated to prevent access. D, any roadway and entrance improvements required by DelDOT shall be completed by the applicant. All entrances shall be secured when the borrow pit is not in operation. E, the hours of operation shall be between the hours of 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. until 12 noon on Saturdays. No Sunday hours shall be permitted. F, no materials shall be stored on any access roads or within any buffer area. G, the access road shall be on the eastern edge of the property as shown on the site plan. H, no fuel shall be stored on site. I, no stumps, branches, debris, or similar items shall be buried or placed in the site of the borrow pit. J, the borrow pit shall have 2-to-1 slopes, and the slopes shall be seeded and planted to control erosion. K, a final site plan including all pit slopes, excavation phasing, and reclamation plan shall be reviewed and approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission prior to the commencement of operations. Reclamation plan shall indicate finished grading, seeding, and planting schedules designed to create a pleasing appearance. L, as proffered by the applicant, the existing nonconforming borrow pit that is known as the Gibson pit shall also be reclaimed. The reclamation plan for the Gibson pit shall be included with the reclamation plans for this conditional use. M, the applicant shall comply with all state and county erosion and sediment control regulations. N, permanent concrete markers and signs shall be placed at appropriate locations to designate the boundaries of the subject property and pit areas. The boundary markers shall be raised and marked so that they are clearly visible to anyone nearing the site. O, every 5 years after the start of excavation, the Office of Planning and Zoning shall inspect the site and request written comments from all appropriate state agencies so that the Planning and Zoning Commission can review the comments and verify their compliance with all regulations. P, the applicant shall comply with all of the requirements set forth in section 115-72B of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. Q, the borrow pit shall be surrounded by a buffer strip a minimum distance of 100 feet from all street lines, from any street lines, 200 feet from any dwelling of other ownership, and 50 feet from all other property lines of other ownership. The buffer area shall be a vegetated buffer of existing vegetation or native species vegetation. R, the area of the old pit on the site that intrudes into the 50-foot buffer area shall be filled and landscaped to form part of the continuous buffer around the perimeter of the site. S, as proffered by the applicant, the conditional use shall expire 40 years from the date the ordinance is adopted, if and when, by County Council. T, as proffered by the applicant, after 20 years, the property owner shall complete, at the property owner's expense, an environmental resource and impact study, as that phase is defined by Department of Natural Resources Environmental Control or its successor agency, upon confirmation by DENREC of the owner's compliance with the then existing regulations, the permit shall continue for the remaining 20-year period that the conditional use is valid. U, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1969, Melvin L. Joseph Construction Company Incorporated, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion.
Mr. Chairman, just if I could have a moment just to explain one thing.
You may.
For the benefit of the commission and for anybody who's here in the public, as Mr. Smith stated, we used a lot of the alphabet to get through these conditions. But that's because one of the things that the commission has done historically is so that everybody knows what's required of a borrow pit, restate a lot of the things that are already in the code, first of all. There's been a uniform set of conditions that's evolved for borrow pits. And then it includes the items that were proffered by the applicant on this particular one. So that one of the things we try to do is be able to treat all borrow pits consistently in how they're managed and maintained and dealt with through conditions. And then one final thing, there's a point of clarification on condition P. I think the code section that was typed in here was section 115.72B. It should actually be 115.172B. So if we could just make that change in those.
I think it would be good if Mr. Lank, if Mr. Robertson's explanation and clarifications could be included in the minutes too, just so he'll, for the benefit of the public, anybody that might review it, saying that that's why we use 21 letters of the alphabet.
Fine. Thank you.
And noting his correction of the section noted in P.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right then. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.